Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Lord would bless you. As I was in prayer before beginning this broadcast, the Lord impressed on my part He had some people listening who had needs, and that before I go into the ministry of the Word, I want to take a few moments to be able to minister in the name of the Lord to you. There's a sister that is listening, and you've had real problems with breathing. I don't know what the condition actually is, but you just can't seem to get your breath. You can't get the air in your lungs that you need. And so I'm going to pray right now that God will touch you. And beloved, one thing we have to understand is we pray in agreement. It says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And so we have to believe that God, we have to enter into agreement by faith. And sometimes God just miraculously, immediately effects a change, effects a cure. There's an immediate removal of symptoms. But there's been times in my life that I've had prayer for a particular problem, and then it may be not immediate, but I notice the next day or the day after, oh, I don't have that anymore. So we have to, by faith, and just thank God that we're standing on the Word, and that Jesus, He heals all of our diseases. He forgives all of our iniquities. That's what the Psalms say. And He forgives and He heals all of our diseases. So Father, right now, I pray for this sister, and there be others who have breathing problems, a brother that's dealing with emphysema. Lord, I rebuke the inability to breathe normally and naturally. Father, You created every cell of our being. You magnificently, fearfully, wonderfully put us together, every organ in the body, every system designed to work in perfection and in complete harmony. So, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus for Your healing virtue to be manifested to this sister, to this brother. Lord, everyone who needs healing and the very breath of God, Father, to go down into their lungs, that they can receive the oxygen that they need. In the name of Jesus, Father, I rebuke that shortness of breath, and I thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus, for healing. And there's another brother that's been dealing with back problems. It's sort of your middle back. I take authority, Father, over that pain. I ask You to align the vertebrae in Jesus' name. I ask You to touch that swelling. And Father, I pray that the discomfort, the pain shall go in the mighty name of Jesus. And there's a number of you listening right now. I want to pray against the spirit of fear. And one of the things God just ministered to me today, because now if you're in ministry, it's easy to get stressed over things, and stress is another form of fear. It's a different, it's not a full-blown fear like you're, you know, worried about your future, or it's a different kind of the physical fear that comes when we step off the curb and a car is coming at us. That's normal. That's natural. Thank God for that kind of fear that will cause us to react quickly to save us from physical harm and danger. But let's face it, we tend to worry about scenarios that have never happened, and stress of any kind. We live in a very stressful world. Things are uncertain. Things are constantly changing. But you know what? We serve a God who never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it can be very subtle forms. God was dealing with me in terms of stress, you know, problems with technical issues, whatever. The fact is, the Word of God says, I sought the Lord, and He delivered me from all of my fears. How comprehensive is that? All my fears. So fear of any kind, fear of the future, fear of your health, fear of your family, fear of your marriage relationship, things not going well, fear for your children, those are much more easily recognized fear and concern. There's in the natural real concern and real validation for that. And yet, what does the scripture tell us? Cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. So that means we can release our loved ones to the Lord. We can say, Lord, they're your problem. Pray in every way God would quicken, and then pray in the Spirit and leave them in God's hands. But God wants us in a state of peace. And some of you listening right now need to have the peace of God. You need to let it go. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Our physical bodies reflect the state of our spirit and our emotions and our soul. And so right now, Father, you know those who really need the peace of God on them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of fear, the spirit of worry, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of stress. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that's of emotionally based, spiritually based, every kind of fear, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that in the name of the Lord. And I thank you, Father, right now that they will be able to just give it into your hands. If you're able, just lift your hands, lift your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I just give it to you. Father, I thank you right now for the very peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep their hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. Keep them in perfect peace, Lord, whose mind is stayed upon you. Give them the ability to keep their mind stayed upon you. Every bit of worry, every bit of anxiety to go in Jesus' name. How sweet it is to trust in Jesus. Amen. How sweet to trust in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And so we've been ministering. Hallelujah. Just receive that. Thank you, Lord. I feel the peace of God right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry. Bless your wonderful name. We magnify and exalt your name. There is none like you, O God, in the heavens. Hallelujah to the name of our God. Praise God. There's a passage in Isaiah I'd like to share with you. Isaiah 52, it says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. This is the word of the Lord to us. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. What are our beautiful garments? Well, garments of righteousness, garments of praise. Amen. For henceforth there shall come no more unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down. That sounds like a contradiction. Arise and then sit down. Arise from where you're at and then sit down in the rest and peace of God. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, you've sold yourself for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. Praise God. We've been talking about the power of praise. We're called the daughter of Zion. And beloved, oh, it's time to come to the flowing rivers of God, that river that Ezekiel spoke of, and jump in. Not just put your little toe, but jump into the middle of the river that you can't cross over, waters to swim in, and be cleansed, be washed from all of your mistakes and all of your sins and all of your past failures. And you will see God turn those failures and those weak points into strong strength of character. You'll be turned into a strong warrior and soldier of faith. Proverbs 13 and 4 states, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Proverbs 15 and 23 states, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in season, how good it is. Amen. Praise God. So how do we praise him? How do we shake ourselves free from the yokes around our necks? Well, we get up as the daughter of Zion and we put on the garment of praise. We shake ourselves loose. We shake ourselves from the dust of defeat, from the dust of discouragement, from the dust of oppression. And through His strength and through praising God, we will break the yoke from off of our necks. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. God reigns. Our God reigns, beloved. Isaiah said that yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Psalm 150 declares, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The psalm starts out with praise the Lord and ends with praise the Lord. He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. So, I don't know, a lot of UCM partners are animal people. And I tell my pets, have you praised the Lord today? Because what does it say? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Well, it says the trees of the field can clap their hands. I think our pets ought to do the same. And those, you know, a righteous man careth for the need of his beast or his animal. So those pets that are in Christian households, they're blessed, are they not? I know I've got some animal folks out there. I know a lot of UCM partners are, praise God. And so I admonish my pets, have you praised the Lord today? Amen. And praise should be on our lips because certainly we know better. We can read the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today. And I just thank God for the way the Spirit of the Lord move. And beloved, let's keep our minds stayed upon the Lord. Let's not allow the worry, the stress. There's so much fear in the world. We can just get it by osmosis, but we have to know that God does not want us in that condition. And through the faith of God and through active praising, we can be shielded from those terrible influences that are coming at us from the world. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll perhaps wind this subject up tomorrow. Not that we'll ever come to the end of it. We'll spend all eternity learning new dimensions of praise, I believe. I love you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.